People talk about the black church. We did not create the black church. White America created the black church through its racist policies and wouldn't let us even worship with them. That's how the black church was born. I'm Reverend Tim McDonald, pastor of the First Iconium Baptist Church here in East Atlanta. I've been here for 32 years. I hailed from South Georgia. As I look around the country and even here in Atlanta, there has been a shift, particularly here in Atlanta, in terms of the role of the church. I was raised in the church and loved church. We had a lot of young people. Back then, church was just a part of living and growing up. It was a place where we had fun. It was a place where we got to travel. It was a place where we learned and we shared activities. It was a social center for the community. The principal of the school, the teachers, as well as the blue-collar laborers, they all came together at church. Now we got stratified churches. We got rich churches. We got mega churches. We got churches that cater primarily to the poor. We don't have the kind of diversity that we used to have, where things were a little more balanced. I grew up in a small church where the pastor would come to our house and eat on Sunday. I would always ask my mama to put up some of the chicken because I didn't want the preacher to eat all the chicken. I understand that too. So she did, and I got my wings that I desired. But the preacher came to our house. The members saw each other as families, why we called each other brother and sister. I don't know of any institution in the African American community that has been more critical than the black church. Has been and still is. Even as you look at the revolts, historically, the slave revolts, the issues of lynching, the issues of segregation and desegregation and Jim Crow and civil rights, at the center of that has been the black church. It's still the center of the African American community. It is still the gateway, but it's different in a number of regards. Black people are still going to church, but they like this prosperity ministry stuff now. They more mega church, more media stuff. Again, I think it's more about marketing than mission in the black church. Those like Dr. King, like Dr. Lowry, and others who had that prophetic vision, those type of ministers are declining. Young people are into their smartphones. They're into all kind of, you know, ways of messaging and communicating with each other. And these older church members, honestly, ain't got a clue. You say Facebook, they say, who that? Where can I go buy that? And so we got to find ways to be even more intentional about being inclusive of new ways of doing ministry, new ways of engaging young people and young adults, or we're going to lose them completely. And so we try to be, we First Iconium and a few others of us, maintaining that historical tradition of being a voice for the voiceless, of being a haven and a sanctuary for those who have been marginalized. We take great pride in that now, but we know that we're going against the grain.